Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, happy Sunday, and welcome to the Q&A session from the two Matts every Sunday. First question. I question Matt D'Ancona's assessment. Sorry, I should say this is from Alistair Sanford, who is an ex-BBC journalist, I think, ex-Euronews. Yeah. I question Matt D'Ancona's assessment that Nigel Farage is hard and not far right and, quotes, doesn't share any tendency towards authoritarianism or the dismantling of institutions. Of course, he tailors his message to his audience and he knows full well which buttons to press and which not to. Is his rhetoric the same when speaking before many an ultra-right audience abroad? What about his unabated support for Donald Trump? Thank you, Alistair.
It's a good challenge, actually, because there's a very interesting piece of film in a documentary that made about Steve Bannon, Trump's ex-advisor, where Bannon and Farage are talking, and you know, Bannon is unquestionably far right, and you can see Farage is a bit nervous being filmed because of the point Alistair makes. So I don't have a precise distinction to offer between hard and far right, and I think that what's implicit in Alistair's question is fair, which is there's a continuum, you know, which is one of the reasons that politics is so scary now, which is that the old crash barriers that used to exist, where you think, well, they'll go that far and no further, just aren't there anymore. So it's quite conceivable that Farage could be dabbling or end up dabbling with politics that we would unquestionably call far right. And certainly when he was younger, he was definitely of that character. I think that the fact there's a continuum was shown very vividly in the States on January the 6th and is continually shown by the linkage between QAnon and Congress and so on. So I'm not close to that idea at all. The only health warning I'd say is that that words matter. And so we should reserve far right, Nazi, words like that for when they are appropriate.
Because, I agree with that. I think the literally
Hitler tendency on on X Twitter is not useful because it reduces. We need those words because there are Nazis. There are neo-Nazis around.
That's right. And it's the meme thrown back at you at Twitter. Whenever you call someone far right, it's someone within 2 seconds will put up a thing saying, everyone I don't like is like Hitler.
Exactly. You know,
and that's the risk, isn't it?
And that is a risk. But I think Alice is onto something about the blurriness there.
I'll tell you one thing, which I think is interesting in a kind of showbiz meets politics world, is how he has not set the world alight on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
No, he hasn't.
And we feared he would, didn't we?
We feared he would, and I think you can tell. I mean, I have to say I've stopped watching, which shows something.
You're not alone, apparently.
And I think one of the reasons is that he hasn't done enough trials, because the Matt Hancock performance, which though gruesome last year, was mainly to do with him being subjected to, or ate, Bush Tucker trials. And Farage has not done as many. And he's been on the receiving end of quite a lot of back chat from his camp mates. And I just don't think it's, as an exercise, it's particularly worked for him.
I find it quite heartening when he's been challenged, even though, you know, Fred and all the people who have challenged him, they may not have been able to pursue the argument as forensically as Nick Robinson might be able to, for instance, on Radio 4. But they've tried and they've said, there's something about you I don't like, mate. And,
well, I like that because I think actually sometimes, not always, I mean, because all for forensic argument. And it is, after all, what we do for a living. But, you know, sometimes with people like Farage, and Trump, irritation is the correct response.
Yeah.
And his campmates, you can see, don't pal up to me, mate. I know what you're about, and I know why you're here.
Good. Excellent. Thank you, Alistair, for that question. Terrific. Next question, please.
So, from Graham Reed in Stockton, is James Cleverly a liar?
Well, I'm guessing, because Graham lives in Stockton, that this is very specific.
This is quite a local and regional question, and rightly so.
Yeah, but I think the answer is indisputably
without
a shadow of a doubt. In this instance, James Cleverly is a liar. And the instance we're talking about is, did he describe Stockton as a, quotes, shithole?
Or the MP Stockton North, Alex Cunningham.
Now, nobody on the history of Earth has ever described a person as a shithole.
It's just not the word you'd use.
And he definitely said shit something. And apologies, by the way, for anyone listening over this.
Yes, trigger warning Sunday morning. Sunday trigger breakfast. Warning here.
But I think he's definitely said shithole, and he's applied it to Stockton because it's a shithole, he said.
Yes.
I've never been to Stockton. I'm sure it's not. Even if it's not the nicest place on earth, I'm sure it's much beloved by the people who live in Stockton, but I've never deigned to call somewhere a shithole.
No.
But here you've got the Home Secretary doing so.
Shithole is a word that Trump has used a lot to apply to places he doesn't like. So there we go. Yeah. I've spoken to MPs who were in the chamber then, and to a person, they say it was quite clear what he said and of what.
But so he should just apologise then, shouldn't he?
He did, but he apologised for what he didn't say. And the other thing that he's a liar about is that he's now sort of in charge of the Rwanda policy, which we know from various sources he described as batshit.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes, I think that although nominative determinism does not apply in Mr. Cleverly's case, he is definitely a liar.
All right, Graham, thank you. We both concur. James Cleverly is a liar. Next question, please.
Would you write a book for kids explaining how the government, judiciary and media works in simple language? My son and I will volunteer to be your sounding board. I don't understand a lot of it either. Savage Tadpole on Spotify. Well, I think it's a good idea.
A brilliant idea. Did I mention that I went to my kid's school to talk about media?
I think you might. I can't remember if it was on air or not.
Yeah, I think I did. I went to my youngest's, to the primary school. He's 9 years old, and talked to him and his mates about how the media works and how newspapers decide how they're going to paint a story and how you can have two totally different front pages saying things that any rational being would think were complete. By the way, I explained this in much less banal language to the kids than I am doing so here. But I do think media literacy is massively important. Massively.
Yeah,
you have to be able to discern what you're seeing, don't you? You need to be able to absorb information and then think about it yourself.
I think it's really important, because if you think about when we grew up, you were entering an information world where there were, seven national titles, a bunch of local newspapers, much more so than now, and 3 to 4 terrestrial channels, to which Sky was then added.
Yeah.
Now, from the minute they get a phone, kids are kind of just drowning in unfiltered, unstructured, with information without gatekeepers. And they need the job of preparation for citizenship is much harder than it used to be. And it's not just, this is how elections work, this is how democracy works, this is how local towns, authorities work. It's about, this is how, when you open your device, be it a laptop or your phone or whatever it is, you know, this is how you're going to have to understand that not everything you read on TikTok is true.
Yeah. Not everything you read in the Daily Telegraph is true.
Not everything you read in the, not anything you read, frankly, anywhere.
Except the New European.
You have to, which is, of course, why we are the guys to do it, right? But there is a serious point, which is, if you want the next generation to be active, responsible, global and patriotic citizens, they're going to need a lot more help.
Yeah, and also I can't believe that there's no association between what appears to be a very clear mental health crisis amongst young people the amount of data that's being thrown at them. So I do think that it would be great for people's heads as well, if they just understood a little bit more about the game that is played by the time something hits them as, quotes, fact.
Yes, that, you know? that they're going to be lied to a great deal,
yeah.
But there are sources of trustworthy information, and here's how to find it. Yeah. I always think it's a bit like the nutrition revolution, that, you know, we had ages, you know, we didn't have nutrition labelling on foods,
yeah.
And we do now.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's made everyone super healthy, but at least you can make an informed decision. Yeah. And I think information needs that too, and I think people need to be taught, just they need to be taught preventive medicine, they need to be taught preventive, you know, post-truth, if you like.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, no, definitely. Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you, Savage Tadpole, for that great question from Spotify. And by the way, you can ask a question, if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, there's a little box you can just tap your question in, and we get all of those.
That.
So please fire away on anything that's troubling
great
you.
Great handle as well, Savage Tadpole.
Savage Tadpole.
I like that.
Yeah, great. Next question, please.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
From Lisa Luxmore. As the year draws to a close, what's the best cultural experience you attended in 2023 and why?
Ooh. Well, I'm going to be really predictable here, and I'm going to say it was the morning show.
Jordan Peterson.
Well, obviously, that was a get your bloody newspaper in order, you know, God's sake. No, that was beyond. Sorry, I'm just having a bit of a Vietnam flashback, thanks to Mr. Matt Kelly.
Sorry.
I just pause while the ancient largest hose down. No, actually, it was Oppenheimer in IMAX on the morning out, and wow. That film has stayed with me. And I mean, there were some great cultural highlights in 2023, but that's the one that I'll remember. I think.
Gosh, I don't know. I went to see The Prodigy the other night.
Really?
I did, yeah. And
I'm very jealous.
So I saw them at Alexandra Palace.
Yes.
And I have to say, I've been to see Fatboy Slim there.
Yes.
And I've been to see The Prodigy. And it's not my kind of music at all. My wife's really into all
right.
of that stuff. And we've got a couple of mates who are into it. But the thing was, I'd met Keith Flint
once really?
Because he was into motorbikes. And I was very into yes. motorbikes. And I met him at the Isle of Man TT. And we walked around. And we shared.
Apparently a very nice guy.
Shy, lovely, unassuming guy. Really into his bikes.
Yes.
Didn't want to sort of go on and on about The Prodigy and all of that. But because I'm culturally ignorant, I didn't realise just how important The Prodigy had been in the formation of techno rave, whatever you call it.
The whole dance movement.
But it was a fantastic night.
Was
and
it
the,
good?
The lasers and, you know, I sound like a real old fart here, but it was really great night. And it opened it up a bit to my ignorance on popular music folks.
Well, they're a great... I'm glad they're still going. It was
very,
very, very sad that he died, I think.
It was
awful. He was a... The Firestarter video is one of the great
incredible
pop videos
yeah.
of all time.
Incredible
question.
And they were big here and in the States.
Yes, so it's huge. Kind
of, yeah, good. Well, thank you for that, Lisa.
Thanks,
once more.
Lisa.
We'll leave it at that. Have we got any more questions?
I think it was one more, wasn't there?
One more question.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, this Taylor Swift is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Are you Swifties? And who would be your Person of the Year? Gemma Clark in Warrington. Thank you, Gemma.
Two music questions. I am definitely a Swiftie because my kids all listen to
yes.
Taylor Swift. And my son nearly broke my heart at the school choir at the Christmas fair by singing Christmas Tree Farm, which is her.
Ah, brilliant.
Which is, you know, I'd never heard it before, but now it's obviously been on constant repeat. So, yeah, I'm a Swiftie. Are you a Swiftie?
I don't think I'm worthy of being called a Swiftie because I do like the music very much. And I think she's a genius,
yeah.
you know, pop genius. But I always feel when I hear my friends who, you know, have paid huge sums to go to Lisbon to go and see it,
yeah.
I realize I'm not actually enough of a evangelical to be called a Swiftie, but I'm very Swift positive. I thought she was a great choice. I mean, the only person I would have put up as an alternative, and it's a lesser one, I guess, is Jesse Armstrong, because I think Succession was, I wrote for the New European, and I thought dangerously that it was the greatest television program ever, and it really did grip the global cultural imagination. So that would be my alternative, but she's a very good choice.
Yeah. So my alternative person of the year is another pop star, but not for pop. Fergal Sharkey.
Ah, well, now that's a good choice.
Well, yeah. So I think we haven't decided completely yet, but I think Fergal Sharkey is going to be the new European's person of the year, and because I think he's doing something really
important, special.
Really, I mean, but he's brilliant at it.
No, he's fantastic.
You know, he's like the Bob Geldof of kind of water pollution. You know, he's like very to the point and direct and very effective for
hugely it. Articulate and just doesn't stop.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
and all power to his elbow.
Absolutely,
he's
right.
A great man. He really
well played,
is.
Fergal. You've had a great 2023, and I hope it all bears a bit more fruit and cleaner water
yes,
next
absolutely.
Year.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Gemma Clark in Warrington, for that question.
Thank you.
And I think that's all for now. So, thank you so much for your questions.
Thank you very much. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming to twomatts@tnepublishing.com. That's the number 2 MATTS at tnepublishing.com. Don't forget that you can get your fantastic Alistair Campbell Diaries 2023 for free when you subscribe to The New European from just £1 a week, and that is at theneweuropean.co.uk/twomatts. Thank you, Matt D'Ancona.
Thank you, Matt Kelly.
It's been a pleasure. See you next Friday.
See you next Friday, and have a great week.
Thank you. And thanks to our production team, as ever, Ollie Peart and Matt Hill. Thank you.
Happy Sunday.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.